Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Just got a lot of guys that can do a lot of different things. Obviously, we're running the ball really well. James Cook looks like he's shot out of a cannon every time he touches the football. Our O-line is doing such a good job of communicating and working together. In the passing game, we got guys that are in the right spots. You know, teams are typically playing some soft zones against us, which just some underneath stuff that we're just going to keep taking until they take it away. So, you know, part of the reason that I think, you know, we're having such success is, again, guys know what they're doing. They're in the right spots. And then when there's plays to be made, they're being made.
Seems right. Josh Allen and the Bills 3-0. Take the weekend off. New Orleans, rare appearance by the Saints in Orchard Park. Next Sunday, 1 o'clock. Imagine a 1 o'clock game. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Football Friday. Lines are open for your calls. 803-0550. How good are they? Like, is this the best Bills team? Is it another good to great Bills team, but with a little bit maybe of an easier road than before? What is this so far?
I think I sort of touched on it a little bit with Eric. I think right now they very much resemble last year's team, complete with the flaws as well as the positives, right? They're running it. They're powerful. They've got the three tight ends now instead of the sixth offensive lineman. That's more in favor than using Alec Anderson like they did last year.
No turnovers.
A 25th game in a row without losing the turnover battle last night. But on defense, you've got, you know, third down problems. Last night, can I get to the quarterback? I thought Tua, they did win, not a ton up front, but they won enough that I think one of the most surprising things about the game last night, sorry, I don't want to get away from the larger question here, was how effective Tua was getting out of there. Usually, I feel like if Bosa or Rousseau wins, or even someone in the middle wins, I got you, right? On plays where he's going to hold the ball a little longer, a lot of their stuff was the ball is just coming out, and there's no chance, you know, no matter how much you win, you're not going to get there. But on plays where he held it, I thought he extended plays in a way that I'm not used to seeing him do with success. I think that was a big part of their third down success. But anyway, overall, like, that's still a wart from last year. Do I have enough there? Getting third down stops and not having to live off turnovers. You know, they got the roughing the punter penalty and that the turnover, and like that was what sealed the game. They may have won it without either. You know, because Miami was only going to tie you probably on that drive where Bernard makes the pick. But the problems are still there and are familiar enough. But I feel like there are guys in place now that either aren't playing yet, like Hoyt. You know, Ogunjobi to me is more like just a guy. But I think they could use just a guy because Sanders is not good yet at all. Like I'm almost going to say a liability at this point. They're in a situation here with the two tackles they drafted it's a little bit like Elam and Benford from a few years ago. You know, the rounds don't exactly match.
Closer
of course,
together.
But closer together, second and fourth. But Walker is absolutely outplaying Sanders. Like, he's beating his doors in. Sanders just gets moved easily. Walker's not perfect, but I feel like they've got guys, and maybe even Sanders falls into this, hopefully, with the draft pedigree he has, that can get better as they go. They'll get Hoyt. Hoyt is not Ogunjobi to me. Hoyt is someone who should matter to their overall here and how they want to use him and should supplement what they've got going and maybe hopefully give Bosa a bit of a break. So I feel like they have the horizon to me. Right now they look like the same Bills as last year, you know, winning this way. But I think there's people in place that were not here last year that I could see helping them be better by midseason and beyond. And hopefully, you know, they're really impactful by the end of the season. You know, like Eric Wood was saying about Deion Walker, you know, it's years down the road where you're talking about him being this player to look back on. But if he incrementally improves, because he did not have a good week one at all. He and Sanders both struggled badly against Baltimore, but it's gotten better already for Walker, and that's not going to continue, you know, infinitely, but I just think they've got more hope that they'll be better later in the season, provided they stay reasonably healthy, of course, too. But so that's how I feel. They have more potential to be the best version of the Bills that they've been during this run.
803-0550. Here's Tony next. Hi, Tony.
Hey, guys. Answer to your question, I think they're very good. I don't have any reason not to put them right atop the NFL. But I need your guys' help in comforting me with something that I still struggle with a little bit. When we are as good as we are, we have the quarterback we have. We certainly pay attention to, you know, to our defensive side of the football. We've got balance. But yet, despite how good we are at, you know, not turning over the football, we still seem to favor a game script with very few possessions between the two teams. Why should that not make me nervous some nights?
I can relate. I agree with you.
It was very, I mean, there was a lot of muttering around me in the stands last night as really it peaked, I think, as the punt was happening where the roughing the punter penalty came because the game is it's tight, it's tied, and you'd already seen a couple of possessions in the third quarter after the Bills did get stops. They forced back-to-back three and outs, but the Bills matched them. And then here comes the fourth quarter starting, and I'm punting again. Oh my gosh! And so yeah, I think that can make you nervous. It leaves you less margin for error if you're playing that way. And they do seem to choose at this point anyway to play low event football. You know, they're not pushing the ball down the field, by design, I mean, Allen has the ball in his hands. He can decide where he's throwing it, but he's careful. I think they want him to be careful. I think he wants to be careful, so they're careful. And that can leave you a little vulnerable at times.
I won't say different. I relate to this. It's like at the root of all the consternation over the last couple of years about wide receiver talent and just like how high is the ceiling for their offense. You got to give them one thing, and this can change in any given week, but they are so efficient that it's not hurt to say the very absolute very least, it's not hurting them. Like they're able to go games without turnovers. They don't have a turnover yet this season. What? Right? I mean, that's just insane how well they've done going back a year and a half or more at this. So it's random, but only to a point.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In the game plan, you know, in there, they're just with this tight end group, and the line is just, they never miss a play. And they're just tough to measure up to. Knowing that you still have Allen lurking, I think we're getting to a point where teams are going to let Allen beat them down the field. I think they're going to have to. And maybe we don't know if he can with what he's got around him. Elijah Moore is a factor right now. That's good. Coleman and Kincaid, you know, you're getting a few plays a game from each guy. I mean, nobody's got five catches a game yet. Nobody's averaging that. Coleman had the big fourth quarter against Baltimore, and that's kind of it, you know, mostly. But Kincaid looks like they know what they're doing, maybe more than ever with him. Mm-hmm. And he's also blocking and making a difference there. So I just don't know when and how they're going to, you never can know this, but when and how they're going to play somebody who can, the Ravens were it, who can sort of force them into that. And what happened when the Bills finally in that game got to a point where they had to go. Baltimore changed its defense and, you know, maybe made it a little bit easier for the Bills, but still.
They threw for 251 yards in the fourth quarter of that
right.
game when they had to do it.
Right, so you throw your hands up at some point.
Right.
But there's still so much season left. I just wonder if they're going to play teams. We've always liked their schedule that can, you know, body them. Is anybody going to be able to do that? Is it going to be the Eagles in late December? Is it going to be New England? No. I mean, who's it going to be that can really... Because the Bills always have, it's not even like that they default to it. They're starting with it, where they have that physical advantage, and they know what to do with it. They know how to use it. And so good luck to, if a team can, I don't know who it might be. Could be anybody, I guess, in a given week. But it'll be when a team can physically measure up to them in a game that, well, all right, we'll see if Keon Coleman can win a, you know, can separate, or we'll see
right.
if it's Palmer or just like, all right, if, I mean, Allen last night, Allen and Tua, the stat is, combined shortest air yards per attempt, 1 point something, in any game in 9 years in the NFL. Like, both quarterbacks just threw the ball short the whole game. And the Bills still put up their 31, and Miami did well too, just had the turnover and a couple of other mistakes. Yeah, I can understand being a little bit uneasy about that. But on balance, like, I've got my friends who are constantly whining and complaining about every little thing that happens in every game. I mean, just look at yourselves. Which team would not trade places with them?
Right.
Just, it also seems so petty. Not this one necessarily, and still so much season yet to go to figure out these answers. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. Thanks, Tony. Sal at 5. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.